President Vladimir Putin was brief and decisive in tone shortly after he launched more than 80 missiles at targets across Ukraine.
It is impossible not to respond. This morning, massive strikes took place on air, sea and land against energy and military targets against Ukraine. If such attempts by Ukraine continue, there will be harsh responses.
Those attempts refer to an explosion on Saturday that damaged the Kerch Bridge linking Crimea to the Russian mainland. Putin's deputy chairman for the National Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, said the blast was an act of terrorism that wouldn't pass unpunished, describing Russia's missile strikes on Monday as episode one. Both threatened further and harsher action if Russia is attacked again. Recent battlefield setbacks in Ukraine have damaged the image of Russia's leaders, and some analysts say Moscow wanted to show what its forces are still capable of, although its options seem more limited.
Of course, other attacks in the coming days, because they have been happening from time to time during the entire of this conflict. But I don't believe that Russia has the capacity to send as much missiles deep into Ukraine as it did today on a day-to-day basis. So I believe it's going to be a one-time kind of response, revenge attack.
But Putin's ally in Belarus said his country was a target of what he called Ukraine terrorist plots and was ready to respond.
Tell the president of Ukraine and the other lunatics, if any of them are still there, that the Crimean Bridge will seem to them like a walk in the park if they ever touch a single square meter of our territory with their dirty hands.
Lukashenko announced the creation of a joint force with Russia to defend his country's border with Ukraine. The European Union says it would respond. Developments that some fear could lead to a regional escalation in the conflict. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Moscow.